Welcome to Let It Be Easy with Susie Moore.
My friend, the day that I'm recording this, we are at 8 months of the Let It Be Easy daily podcast. What? We have not missed a single day, and I hope you've been enjoying this podcast as much as I have. I hope you've been enjoying listening to it as much as I have creating it. And we're doing an incredible giveaway right now. These gorgeous Let It Be Easy sweatshirts and delicious coffee mugs. All you have to do is head on over to Apple Reviews, leave a review, take a screenshot, and email it to info@susie-moore.com to be in the mix to win one or both of these really cool items that I think you'll really enjoy, especially as a new year approaches. Getting cozy in a sweatshirt and having the lovely Let It Be Easy message, the first thing you enjoy with your tea or coffee as you kick off the morning. But why am I sharing 8 months of podcasting with you? I want to tell you that I have been doing this podcast with nothing but joy and abandon and zero sweat this entire time. I haven't missed a day because I haven't had to. In fact, I'm typically 2-ish weeks out with my episodes. So when you hear this, I've generally recorded it maybe 14 days or so prior. Not always exactly that, but generally speaking. And the reason it's so easy for me is because this is the right medium for me. I love all the mediums, right? I love video. Of course, I love YouTube. I love the written element. I've been a big, article writer, columnist for a long time. But this, especially in my life phase right now, I feel compelled to speak and to use my voice in this specific way, podcasting. And as a result, what flows through me is it's really effortless, right? I mean, I actually can't think of a single moment in 8 months where I resented it, didn't want to do it, ran out of ideas, or thought, I don't know, do I want to keep doing this? And thanks to you, my friends, our podcast is doing great and growing, growing, growing all the time. I'm so grateful. Eek. But I want to put this question to you. Are you doing the things that are best aligned with your energy right now? Because there is a perfect person in the world for every single job that exists, right? There is the perfect medium for anyone who wants to share a message or wants to use their voice or wants to connect more with others. And it's going to look a little different to most people. So, for example, my friend Anna Bay, who I love, also on the podcast, check out her interview. Her medium is always video. She loves it. She has, I think, 1.5 million YouTube subscribers, and creating videos for her is a joy. It comes so naturally. The videos that she creates to me would make me feel tired because she has so many animations. She has so many different setups, indoor, outdoor, lights, looks. I love that in some cases, but certainly not for an everyday experience, which I care so much about because this feels right for me. Another friend of mine writes very, very long blog posts, like say 3,000 words or so around parenting. And the idea of sitting down with a Google document that's empty with the goal of 3,000 words, to me right now at this stage, would just feel daunting and uncomfortable. And it would be no surprise that there would be weeks where I would drop off, right? There'd be weeks where my videos weren't published because I probably just didn't do them. Sometimes we blame so much ourselves. We think, oh, I'm lazy, or I'm a procrastinator, or I can't figure this thing out, or I don't know what's wrong with me today. When maybe the medium that you're working with, how you're creating, what it is that you're doing, just simply isn't the right thing for you. Maybe something else is better. Have you looked at your options? I remember when I was in my corporate career, before I decided to go all in as a life coach, it was my side hustle at the time, but there was a day, right? There was a defining moment where I had to go, okay, this is it. I quit. I'm giving my business a full swing of the bat, terrifying as it was. I remember leading up to that, the months leading up to that, I just felt more and more sluggish at work. It was harder for me to feel excited, even as, because I resigned in, it was like November, December in 2014. I remember normally feeling really fired up that time of year. I got my New Year goals presented to me. I'd start planning business travel. But that year, I couldn't. I tried managing my mind to look at all the benefits of my career and sticking at it a bit longer because it felt safe. But I couldn't muster the energy. And it wasn't the job. It was a great job. I'll always be so grateful for my tech career. It was me. It was me. I wasn't listening to the best next step for me. So even these past 8 months have revealed to me that when you're aligned, when you're doing the thing that feels right, that matches your energy, that's a perfect match for you now, there is a feeling of effortlessness, a lightness, an enthusiasm, an energy that you get that simply can't be matched by trying to force something that you think sounds good or other people think sounds good or looks good because someone else is doing it. I'd like to ask you this question today. How do you feel showing up at work? Whatever your work is, what are your options if how you feel at work doesn't feel that great? What other possibilities are there? I'm yet to find a single instance ever as a coach, as a friend, as a woman who just loves to work where there aren't more options available. It is our job, my friend, to find them. Until next time, my friends. Love and ease. Hey friend, I've got something really cool for you. I want to give you free access to my signature course called Slay Your Year, which typically sells for $997. You can check it out, all the details at slayyouryear.com. All you have to do to get access is leave a review of this podcast on Apple Podcasts, take a snapshot of it, and send it to info@suzy-moore.com. That's info@suzy-moore.com, and we'll get you set up with access.